This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about President Donald Trump's battle with coronavirus. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
On Thursday night, October 1st, President Donald Trump announced through Twitter that he and the First Lady had both tested positive for the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, more commonly known as COVID-19. After registering a fever, he was taken to the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to be under close observation. His oxygen levels had a few dips, as low as 94%, but treatment had him breathing back again strong in a short time. One of the most difficult prescriptions for the president to follow is to actually rest. As is commonly known, Donald Trump likes to work and keeps moving constantly. Photos were released with him working at a desk from the hospital. While in the medical center and undergoing treatment for COVID-19, President Donald J. Trump released several video updates addressing the American people and even took a ride to the street outside of the hospital so that he could wave from inside his sealed vehicle to show his gratitude for the faithful supporters who had camped outside of the hospital to pray and show their support while he was recovering. The first night he was in the hospital, there was a small group of people waving Trump flags and carrying signs to encourage the president in his recovery. And when President Trump saw that, he sent out White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to give them some candy and let them know that the president appreciates them and their prayers. The following day, boxes and boxes of delivery pizza showed up for the Trump faithful, and it is believed that the president made the plentiful pizza order. People in the press were speculating that his illness was worse than he was admitting because he was not active on Twitter for a little while. But Monday morning, he ramped up his Twitter messages and began encouraging Americans to get out and vote. In an update on Sunday, the president's physician, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley, said that he is doing very well. He's responding, and if everything goes well, we will start discharging him back to the White House. Dr. Conley reported that President Trump had had a couple waves of high fever and decreased oxygen levels. He was placed on oxygen short-term to increase his oxygen levels. For the president's treatment on Friday, he was given Regeneron's antibody cocktail and remdesivir, which are promising treatments in the testing phase. President Trump posted on Twitter, referring to the doctors and staff at the medical center, that the work they do is absolutely amazing. Trump also went on to talk about the firsthand education he's received from having COVID-19. He also said that he would be going home soon, and he is feeling better than he did 20 years ago. Monday night, around 6:30, the president left Walter Reed, walked into Marine One, and rode the 10-minute flight back to the White House. Just before 7 p.m., President Donald Trump returned to the White House from his three nights at the Walter Reed Medical Center. After landing on the South Lawn, he walked himself to the grandiose steps of the White House and climbed the very large staircase with no difficulty. After a few moments, he recorded a video which was released on social media. He took time to thank the incredible medical staff, the doctors, the nurses, and the first responders at the Walter Reed Medical Center. His message to the American people is, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You are going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. You're going to beat it. He talked about how he felt, and then he continued to encourage people. Don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and we are getting it approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. The president's treatment will continue at the White House, and he will receive his fifth and final dose of remdesivir on Tuesday. Since word first came out that President Trump's aide, Hope Hicks, tested positive with COVID-19, many White House staff have also tested positive for the virus and have needed to quarantine themselves, including Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, President Trump's bodyguard, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, former Governor Chris Christie, and also three Republican senators. In the Apostle Paul's first letter to Timothy, he says, "I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." Whether you are a supporter of the president or not, the Bible urges us to pray for those who are in authority in our lives, regardless of if you voted for them. Take time and pray for your leaders today. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.